here on the station. He's going to do a couple of songs. And we also have Wayne Powell later on, so pretty complete show. Stick around. It's the morning after show on CITR.
Rest of me.
So that was Ostra. Ostra with the City Sparkle, one of this year's CITR favorite bands here. Yeah, so working with Ben Wilkins. Hey Ben, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And we also have Wayne Powell here. Hey Wayne.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to all the people. It's a hangover weekend, like, I guess, no? Hangover week, last week of the year. And Ben, you're on holidays here, no?
Yeah, just thought I'd come down, see some friends.
Okay. Where are you, in Toronto?
I'm Montreal.
Oh, Montreal. Yeah. Okay, cool. So he has a city, I guess it's self-titled, no?
That's right, yeah.
When was it recorded?
It was recorded a couple years ago. I shopped it around a little bit before releasing it. It was released just this fall.
Okay.
October 18th.
Cool. And he has a pretty cool video there too, shot in... Where was that shot?
It was shot in a little cafe called Café Dépanneur, which is a place I used to play weekly. This is a really neat place. It's open from 10 till 5, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. and they have every hour they have live music.
Okay.
So it's just kind of people that are living in the neighborhood that want to come by and play and just kind of develop your craft, develop your songs. So I had a weekly gig there, and then when we came to shoot the video, we thought it would be a pretty cool place to do it.
Yeah, cool. And who shot it? It's really well done.
It's done with it was this team that was directed by this guy named Swan Pham.
Okay.
Who sort of came up with the whole concept for it and directed it.
Yeah.
Had a lot of extras, cool. So it was a kind of mayhem. You'll see all the people running around. There's a curtain at the back of the cafe. And actually, everyone was kind of having a bit of a party back there.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty loud.
Yeah, it's really cool. You should look it up. I guess if they Google your name,
they can
find it.
Sure, yeah. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's a really cool video. And the song is Through to You,
Through to You, yeah.
Well, let's listen to that song, and you get ready to play a couple of songs, no?
Great, yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, let's listen to this song and we'll be right back.
Something about you reminds me of a cool autumn day. Birds fly away, the feeling of the north wind that blows in the cold. The crushed underfoot, do you loathe growing old? It's only when you're gone that I start to see it. Only when you find that I
tache de vin sur ta chemise qui a de boutons éclatés sur ton corps qui me repoussait. Tu fais l'amour en deux poussées, l'amour le manque la tournée. Et pendant que tu t'articules, moi je soupire et toi tu m'aimes. Le menace t'es parti parce que je hurle quand tu chantes tes souvenirs. Eh bien chérie, ça va comme ça, mes amis, j'en ai plein déjà. Je n'aurai donc plus à t'entendre rentrer la nuit quand j'attends l'aube qui arrive en poussant les airs. Moi je me lève et toi tu meurs. Menace de partir parce que je hurle quand tu chantes tes souvenirs. Eh bien chérie, prends donc la terre car tu sais que plus rien.
Do you know that we're gonna get through to you?
So we're back here on 101.9 FM. This is the last show of the year. And we're here celebrating with Ben and Wayne. We were listening there to Ben's song, a couple of songs actually. The Fall that is playing, and Through to You, which is the song of the video. And in between, we were listening there to Cour des Pirates, no? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Cour des Pirates.
Yeah. Cool, which is also from Montreal, because Ben is visiting us from Montreal. And yeah, we were talking about his video and his CD and his band. So you said you have seven persons in your
yeah, that's band. Right. We play. It's a little bit of a difficult live setup. We play with a piano, bass, drums, and then a string quartet.
Okay.
And I always insist on bringing a real piano, so it's everyone in the band has to lift the piano around. <a little bit.
laughs> So what's happening when you go on tour?
Well, sometimes where we're playing, they have pianos.
Okay.
And if not, I've got a little 4-foot by 4-foot piano that I can actually fit in an Econoline van, so it's not all that different than, say, traveling with a Marshall Stack amp or
okay.
or a regular gear. Plus, there's, you know, we don't have guitars and amps.
Okay.
We have a bass amp, but so it's totally manageable.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Where can people find your CD?
HMV. I think where it's it should be distributed all through Canada.
Yeah, store, yeah. So yeah. I guess the major CD stores here too.
That's
like
right.
Zulu Records, Scratch Records.
Should have it, yeah. Also, obviously iTunes and
okay.
Amazon.
Okay, it's Milagro Records.
Yeah,
is the,
that's right.
Is that your record company? Or
no. That's a record company in Montreal.
In Montreal,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Which other artists they have? Do you know?
They've got a few. They've got a pretty full roster, actually. I'm
okay.
Recommend checking out their website.
Yeah, we'll check them out. See, because the music movement in Montreal is pretty good, eh?
There's a lot of artists living in Montreal, and there's a lot of support. Plus, overhead's pretty low. Rent isn't quite what it is here in Vancouver, so
yeah,
it's a lot more possible to live as an artist.
Cool. Which part of Montreal are you in?
Just close to Little Italy, which is nice. It's you know, walking distance to downtown and such, but it's a neighborhood. You really feel the neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And
cool. Yeah, if you were here, milagrorecords.com. Yeah, pretty cool. So let's play a song, no? You have a little guitar there.
This is a ukulele, yeah.
A ukulele, yeah, cool. What are we gonna listen to?
We're gonna listen to a song on the album called Allison.
Okay.
One sunny afternoon, Allison sat on a back porch rocking chair. She'd made the day before. Gazing at the breeze in the willow tree, she said, my life's like this hanging backyard swing, just a waiting around for someone's hand to fling me round and back and forth. It's all the same. When they come and go, I'm still alone. Rising from her chair, she added sugar cubes and laughed. It must be the family recipe. Rich and beautiful, but never nearly sweet enough. Finishing her glass with grace, she slipped on down the back stairs. She followed the old space between the trees, and down by the stream where she removed her summer dress, and folding it up, she said, all I want is that the rain pours down and it sweeps me away. And how I'd love to see that the river runs right through me, feel the steady stream as it pushes me to sea. I have been thinking my life out, keeps on running me down. Arriving at 4:30 and came Norm, a scholar and living family friend, a kind of gentleman caller with his eye on Allison. Driveway. He ran with a trail of papers flying everywhere, knowing that seconds could determine everything. And as he drew near, he saw what Allison had done, what she'd done, and he knew just what to do. Into the water he flew. It turned out easy to do. No more thinking it through. Wake up, Ellie, it's you. It's you. Oh, how I'd love to see that the river runs right through me. Thinking my life out, I think that I'm gonna let it run out.
Cool. So you compose on the piano, guitar, ukulele?
I don't even really play guitar. I play guitar only because my manager said that there's going to be radio interviews. We have to play the guitar. So I play this live, though, because I arranged it for this.
Okay.
The song has ukulele in it. So.
Okay.
But not at the chorus. Like, that whole middle section, I have to learn that for radio.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally I switch to piano halfway through.
Okay, cool.
We're going to take take a break before the next song, or?
Yeah, we can play a song. Let's put another song from your CD.
Okay.
Which one would you like to listen?
Well, we're listening to Back in My Head right now, right?
Yeah, this is number 5.
Okay. Okay, we should listen to Caught in the Rain then.
Okay. Which number is it?
It's the next one.
Ah, the next one. Okay. Well, let's put an ad too. Let's play an ad here and we'll be right back. Yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM.
The countdown is on for the $5 Junkyard New Year's Eve party. On December 31st, celebrate the end of 2011.
Was all of that on the air by
Beeline, Sharing Pinks, Screaming Queens, Italian Husbands and Family, and a special guest DJ. This is also a party for our 6th issue of Junkyard, the zine. Come down to Pat's Pub at 403 East Hastings. Show starts at 10, sponsored by CITR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Cut.
It's been quite a while since I looked at the sky. I'm preoccupied. Well, that's what I say when I don't feel like talking. Who's at the door? I'd know that face some just about any day. I'm not going out with these poofy eyes drooping down to the floor. 'Cause the world is always whirling around. Everybody that you see is bound. And the more I find that gravity will not subside, the more I see myself start to slide. Knocked to the ground, I was hit by a car in broad daylight. I looked in your eyes. How can it be? I can't see what's in front of me. And the world is always whirling around. Everybody that you see is bound. And the more I find, the gravity will not subside. The more I see myself start to slide. Comprised of much more than breathing. And would you agree? It's like singing a song with no melody.
I dreamed about muddy waters last night. He was playing his telly, wearing his
three-piece suit. I woke up this morning, I had to play me the blues. He was playing Jimmy Reed's song. He was playing the Jimmy Reed song. Laid it down, playing it real slow. I woke up this morning, I had me all I need to know. He was so cool, he didn't say much. I woke up this morning, I believe I could feel Muddy's touch. I dreamed about Muddy Waters last night. About Muddy Waters last night. I dreamed about Muddy Waters last night. I dreamed about Muddy Waters last night.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. That was John Pipus with the song I Dream About Muddy Waters Last Night from his new album Wrap Up in Blues. Pretty cool guy, John Pipus. And yeah, we're gonna be here until 3 because Linda Bull is sick. I have to send her a get well wish here from CITR. And actually, I'm a little sick too. It's flu going around. And so before John Pipus, we listen to Bell Wilkins. The song was Caught in the Rain, was
yeah,
it? Yeah, cool.
Right.
Caught in the Rain. Pretty cool CD. So when are you coming to Vancouver to play?
I don't know
show?
Yet. I hope soon. I love it here. It's great.
Yeah. Have you been here like just visiting before?
Yeah,
too?
That's it.
Like, you
yeah. Actually, this is my first trip. But yeah.
Oh, the first time visiting
yeah.
Vancouver? Really?
Yeah.
Cool. So what do you think?
It's great. It's a lot warmer than Montreal. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But no, it's beautiful. There's, you know, nature everywhere. And I feel like I would never run out of outdoor activities to do if I lived here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Did they take you, your friends, to any shows around here? Or have you visited any of the local venues?
No, not yet. No, I'd like to. I really don't. I'm not very familiar with the local scene here. I'd like to check it out.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. Exploding too. until when are you here in Vancouver?
Just a couple more days.
Couple more days. Okay. We'll should check out if there's anything going on, no? Around town. Let people know. Well, we have an open mic today at this place, Hashery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right here on Kitsilano, 3293. And yeah, we got really cool players there. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. Because you have the guitar. So that you generally play on the piano, no?
That's it. I'm mostly compose. I mean, I sometimes compose on the guitar, but it's more of a summer campfire instrument for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And I find that I've always come up with my more interesting and better compositions on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you studied trumpet too?
Yeah, that's it. I did take classical trumpet in university. But wasn't very good at it, actually. So all the brass that you hear on the album, I wrote the parts, but I didn't play.
Okay.
You need to practice a lot every day to maintain a good tone. So
yeah.
I thought I'd rather get some professionals to do it.
Okay. Who's some of the musicians in the band?
Oh, they're all local musicians in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
People I went to school with, people that I know for various reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the? I guess it's a big scene there, no?
Yeah,
the music scene.
Yeah, there's quite a few universities that have music programs, and then there's a lot of local bands and a lot of people that do sort of like I did. I moved there for school, but also with the intention of becoming a songwriter in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is there like every shows like every night different?
Oh
venues
absolutely. Yeah, there's a few venues that are known to have shows. Touring bands will come through Monday night, Tuesday night.
Casa del Popolo, no?
Casa del Popolo is one of them. Yeah, absolutely. And the same owners have a couple others too. Sal Rosa across the street.
They
open another one called Il Motore.
Okay.
So those three venues are pretty busy. There's always stuff going on with them. And then there's Divan Orange and Au Petrovice. There's a bunch of places that are kind of hopping all the time if you want to see that music.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I would like to go back to Montreal to check out the... You have that big jazz festival too, no?
That's right, yeah. It's pretty much wall-to-wall festivals in the summer. They run into each other. And you always know that there's at least two happening.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. They have like really cool music there in Montreal. So what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Soup for One.
Cool.
Time to time, the more I try to fade out all those memories of you, the more I find you creeping back in my mind. Something's there that won't be left behind, and I don't know what to do about it. And my world is crashing down, and I don't know what to do about it. And my world is crashing down, and people told me I'd better move on. That's just what I do. So I took a plane across the Pacific and traveled till the thrill was gone. Another Asian city, soup for one and memories for two. Millions of faces, but not one of them you. Don't know what to do about it, and my world's crashing down, and I don't know what to do about it, and my world's crashing down. And now I have to ask you, I really need to know, is there a part of you willing to hear me through? And have you found the answers when nighttime visits you? Do you lie awake? Do you feel it too? Do you feel the same way? Do you feel the same way?
cool. So that's Soup for One. Right, let's put some music here. Soup for One, no?
That's the name of that's the track.
Ben Wilkins here on the morning after show. Really like your CD, yeah? It sounds really good.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Dude, it was a lot of work putting it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it came together under pretty unusual circumstances also. I was approached by Pascal Chefdeschi, who's an engineer and producer, and is the assistant of Pierre Marchand. Pierre Marchand, who produced Rufus Wainwright, Sarah McLachlan, a bunch of other people. And so he's got this beautiful studio in Montreal, and I knew I wanted to record there just because their equipment is great. You just get an amazing sound quality. And I wanted a really transparent sounding album. I wanted all the parts, all the arrangements to come out cleanly.
Yeah.
So that's where I wanted to do it, but it was really expensive. It's $1,000 a day or something. So I rented just for a couple days. That's what I can afford. And then as we got going, suddenly Pierre announced that he was taking off for a few months, and he kind of left the studio to us. So,
oh really?
Yeah. So we got pretty much full reign over, you know, an amazing studio, like the top of the line. And because of that, I had a lot of time to you know, try to have different microphones and preamps and really find the sounds that we wanted. So yeah, it was like winning the lottery.
Yeah. It's the sound is kind of classical sound, right? How do you describe your sound?
Well, it's people have said it's dark, a darker sound, it's warmer sound. It's people have said it sounds a little bit British. I've been listening to all, obviously listening to lots of music, and finding that albums lately have been getting louder and more harsh. Mm-hmm. So it has impact when you hear it, but it gets tiring. I don't want to always listen to the same record, even though I like the music.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking aesthetically, I wanted to make a record that was the kind of record that you'd want to listen to many, many times. And the ones that do that for me are the ones that were recorded sort of between, I don't know, 70 and 75.
Okay.
There's sort of these textures that were coming out then, the way they were making the recordings. So I tried to use those techniques also. I tried to record live off the floor, not to a grid too much, not editing too much, just keeping it keeping it able to breathe.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Which artist do you like from that era?
From that era? Oh, there's tons. I like a lot of R&B and a lot of Motown. But growing up, I listened to, obviously, a lot of the Beatles, Paul McCartney. I was quite into James Taylor, Carole King, Carly Simon, Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
All those ones. I mean, an album like Court and Spark, Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark, you can just put that on and listen to that over and over and over. It never gets tiring.
Cool. Let's listen a little bit more there. Yeah, so we're looking forward for you to come and do some shows here in Vancouver. So we were checking out a couple of events happening, and tomorrow there's a really cool concert happening at the Railway Club. Eugene Ripper, I don't know if you know Eugene Ripper. He's from Toronto, but he's been living he lived in Vancouver, and I don't know if he lived in Montreal, but he's been like moving around. So he's gonna be in town tomorrow playing his Fast Folk Underground holiday show with Jody Langham, which is also a really cool musician here from Vancouver. So tomorrow at the Railway Club, that's a cool show. They should go. I don't know if they have a piano. Do they have a piano there at the Railway?
I don't know if they could fit a piano.
I think on the back, no, they have a
Do
piano.
Do they have a piano in there?
I don't remember, yeah.
If they have a piano, kudos to them. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's difficult to find venues that do.
Yeah. I don't know which venue has a piano here.
I couldn't even think of one right now. Piano is not a common
It's not a common fixture.
Not for that I've seen lately.
Thinking... The Atlantic Grill, the Joe's Atlantic Grill.
No, they don't have Jones doesn't have a piano. No, all the stages in Vancouver are very small.
Okay.
There's only a couple that are large, big stages, so I couldn't really even think of a venue that has a piano.
Well, I'll just have to bring mine then.
Yeah, exactly. So let's listen to another song from your... What's a single from the
The first single was Back in My Head.
Did we listen to that already?
I think we listened to it while we were talking.
Yeah, okay, let's listen to that. Is that your favorite song, or how do you pick up the single?
The single is just sort of what they feel will work. You know, we were launching the first single, we thought we just wanted something with impact to get people's attention.
And then okay.
Once the people on the radio know you a little bit, then there's a little more freedom to
okay.
say what you think. But I mean, not every song is written in a format that necessarily works for radio.
It's okay.
Just, you know, sometimes there's a song on the record called "The Road Is Long," where essentially I repeat the lyrics. The first part and the second part are identical, but the second part is sung with a choir.
Okay.
So things like that are just less common on the radio. I mean, college radio, for sure. Yeah.
Well, we play whatever we want here.
That's
basically
great.
So. Yeah, we do play a lot of experimental stuff, and yeah, we don't go by that radio-friendly thing.
All right, well, let's listen to one that doesn't get played on the radio much.
Okay,
Let's listen to either the first track, Opening, or the last track, The Other Side.
Okay, let's listen to The Other Side. So, yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, and we have Ben Wilkins here on the studio as our guest. So we'll be right back.
What gets decided when you lie in bed? See that we're both the same.
Oh,
Cool. So that was the last track of the album, The Other Side. Well, thanks for coming.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Ben Wilkins here on the studio. If you missed the show or you're just tuning in, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. You can listen to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hopefully you'll come and play in Vancouver.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Next time. Cool. So we're going to continue here. Wayne has his guitar too, and get some CDs here. Yeah. We have still a lot of time to go until 3 o'clock, so we have lots of CDs to play. Some little guitar army here. I don't know. You have your Sinister Black CDs there.
I got Sinister Black here. I got some stuff from throughout the past. I have a new solo song that you can play too. So
okay. We have some Jolt, some Black Amps, some the Pack AD. So we'll rip it.
Awesome.
Cool. Okay. So thanks, Ben, for coming. Anything else you want to add?
No.
Want to say hi to people in Montreal or anything like that?
Say hi to Eric Rosenberg in Vancouver if he's listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's finish with the opening, no?
Sure,
let's finish with the first track, and we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
You are